there's a big cliff, right?
All right, so she's gonna go climbing, and she gets in her harness. She's kind of nervous. She gets all strapped in. She's got her ropes all attached to her, and she starts climbing up this big cliff, and she's like, ooh, ooh. But you know what? She's starting to like this. She's like, this is pretty cool. And she gets about halfway up, and she finds this ledge where she can take a breather. And so she just kind of there hanging with a couple other people, getting hanging, rope, hanging.
I know, bring the coffee cup, whatever, donuts, and energy drinks here, okay?
Jeez. Okay, so they're on the ledge, and they're kind of on this, just standing there taking a break. While the person that was hanging onto her rope, because there's always a person that has a guidebook, right? Keeps from falling. Well, I don't know what he was thinking, but he got a little silly when he snapped the rope. And when he snapped the rope, because I think he was just trying to get it off of some rocks, but when he snapped the rope actually caught Brenda right in the eye. Now that would probably sting, right? You think of opening your eyes, sting? Right? That'd probably hurt, right? Well, the problem with Brenda is, besides it hurting, is she wore contact lenses. And so as soon as they rope hit her eye, I can't see anything. She's blind, right? She's all blurry, can't see anything. So she has to figure out, how am I going to climb back all the way back to the top of the cliff when I can't see out of one eye? Well, long story short, her friends help her to the top of the cliff, and they get all the way up top, and so she's looking around saying, wow, I can't see with this eye, but you know what, the rest is pretty cool, but how am I going to see with this eye? And so her friend's digging around her eye, trying to get, no contact lenses, not there. So she's like, so she offers up this prayer. She says, God, and she's looking around, she's seeing all this stuff, she says, God, she goes, you can see everything around here. Everything. You see everything. You ought to be able to at least see my contact, wherever it's at. So please help me find my contact lens so that I can see what I'm doing again. Well, then find out there, it wasn't her eyes, so she starts hiking down with her friends. They start hiking back down. They didn't go back down the cliff face. They just went and they hike down. Well, they get down to the bottom of the cliff, and as they're down there, this other group is starting to climb back up. They're going to go up too, another group, right? They're going to climb up there and do the whole thing. And one of those people in that other group, they holler at him. They say, hey, you guys, you should have to lose a contact lens. So they're like really freaked out. Brenda's really freaked out. He's like, really, God, you're serious? You're actually answering my prayer? And so it's kind of freaking out that they're even asking if they lost contact lens. So Brenda's like, well, I lost contact lens, She goes, they go, well, as we're starting to climb up, we saw this trail of ants. And this one ant was carrying his contact lens. Talk about freaking. Does God answer prayers? Heck yeah. He answers prayers all the time. So Brenda got her contact lens back. And you think Brenda's faith was strengthened because of that contact lens and God answering that prayer? What would have happened if that ant couldn't have carried 10 times his weight? Never found him. Probably not. But God used a little ant to find Brenda's contact lens. Pretty cool stuff. Always, when I hear stories like that, always keeps my faith strong in Jesus. That he can do anything he wants for us. All we got to do is ask, right? All right. Have a good Saturday. You guys head back to your home. Don't grab lots of money.